Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
If the boss of Radio X is not listening, we might just be able to get away with the now that's what I call music game.
Oh, yeah.
Totally off-brand for Radio X.
Yeah, but in a really good way, though.
I'll just grab a random text off the screen that is telling us what was the first Now album,
yep.
And we'll just skim through the first, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 tracks. Bring back the memories for you.
Yeah, it's musical education, actually.
Yeah. Unless, by the way, you're under the age of 20, because I'm not playing Soldier Boy.
No.
And, I don't know, whatever.
No.
All the hippity-hip music.
Grow up.
Also, guess what? We got Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, the actual Karate Kid, on the show today, and Tim Key. We got the Karate Kid and Sidekick Simon and Jackie Chan on the show today, which is a beautiful random lineup. First of all, Dominic's got your news, sport and weather. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, police have until lunchtime today to question a 53-year-old man following a collision at Liverpool's trophy parade. 11 people are still in hospital after a car was driven through a crowd that gathered there to celebrate the team's Premier League title. Mark Holmes is a taxi driver in the city.
Sad times, and we've had them plenty of them. Things have happened with the club, Hillsborough, the local community in the town and the city and the fans. We're all gutted. It should be about the celebration, you know, but sadly it's not.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot has thanked the emergency services and fans who helped one another in an hour of need on Monday. In other news this morning, the parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Radio X they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest will take place this August. Akram's dad, Abdul Shafi, claims the flat was dangerous for his family.
When it's raining, the water coming from inside. Damp. It smells strong like the air. The air is not fresh.
Notting Hill Genesis, which manage the property, say they're working with the relevant authorities as they conduct their investigations ahead of the inquest. Police chiefs and MI5 are warning plans to release prisoners early could pose a threat to public safety. They also want more money for policing. The government says the most dangerous offenders will be kept off the streets. And there's a warning that the plan to cap the resale of concert tickets could backfire with an increase in scams. Experts think more people could sell them on social media rather than via regulated marketplaces. Ministers say they want to stop touts profiting from hugely inflated costs.
Sport.
Chelsea captain Reece James will lead out the club in a final for the first time tonight when they take on Real Betis for the Conference League trophy. James said being injury-free since January has helped him rediscover his best form.
One thing to remember is, you know, leaders are made, they're not born. You know, I got given the role at such a young age. You know, when I was going through a difficult period, you know, I had a lot of injuries. I wasn't on the pitch so much. But I think, you know, I've grown so much, you know, helping the team. The more I've played.
The final kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight, and it was a big day at the French Open for the British tennis star Jack Draper. He made it through to the second round by beating Mattia Bellucci. It's the first time Britain's had 6 first-round winners at Roland Garros since the 1970s.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Showers for parts of England and Wales this morning. There'll be lots of sunshine as well, though. Temperatures eventually up to around 22 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
Jim has texted in saying, is it bad that I can't remember my first Now album? The cover of 32 looks familiar, but that's all I've got. Yes, Jim, it makes you weird.
Yeah, that is bad, Jim.
It makes you weird.
Yeah, it's one of your first memories, really.
Captain Crackbeard, he's still in your box.
He'll be on his way.
He'll be on his way to us. Now, this is weird. Phoenix? He's obviously... Oh, Phoenix and Captain must be having a fight.
I think they are. So they play badminton at this sort of time, don't they, in the office?
They're having a joust.
Yeah.
It's fine, don't worry.
No, he's there.
See, the thing is, you know
he's
what...
back.
All right. Phoenix? Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh.
Ah, he is actually talking to me, but
hello?
It's not... Oh, there you are.
Hey, Phoenix.
Hello.
Phoenix, did you ever buy or possess a Now That's What I Call Music album? May have been shortened down to Now with a number.
Oh, yes, I did.
Can you remember the first one you ever had?
I feel like it was probably 63, maybe?
I hate you.
Oh, 63.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
I hate you.
Good Lord.
Some bangers on there, though.
Can you remember any of the songs on Now 63?
No. I had a few of them, so I'd have to remind myself of them.
If I was to find Now 63 and play something from it, do you think you'd be like, yes, that's it?
Oh, 100%. Mm. It's super nostalgic.
Now 6. It's super nostalgic, Dom. Our first Now album was Now 6.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's very nostalgic.
Super
Chris.
Nostalgic. Super duper nostalgic.
Now 63. What do you think?
Oh, that's a lie.
What?
It would have been earlier.
So Now 63 is. There you go.
Wow.
Mm.
So that's Rihanna. Umbrella. Now. The only thing is that throws me is that there's American ones. Oh no, this is Now 63. Diddy. That's Now 63.
Oh, Corinne Bailey Ray.
What song?
Three little birds. It also contains My Humps by Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
No Tomorrow by Awesome.
Tune.
And it's Chico Time by Chico.
Whoa.
Yep, I think it's fair to say, Phoenix, that was your first Now album.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuns.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Wa-ba-ba-loo-ba-ba-la-ba-boo. How you doing? Morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, May 28th, and it's the Chris Moyle Show, and I'm Chris Moyles. You lucky devils. So we're just talking about Now albums because our boss, Matt Deverson, is off this week, which means he's clearly not listening, which means we can get away with murder and we can play lots of songs that we shouldn't really be playing on Radio X.
100%.
So we picked James's first Now album, which he thinks is Now 35.
No, it's definitely Now 35. Yeah.
We got a lovely message from Chris going, I thought my first Now album was Now 32.
Right.
But I've definitely just had the one that you just played. So maybe it was 22. Oh, God, I've just aged myself by 10 Now albums. I feel very old. So let's go back to Now. What was it Now? What? 35?
Yes.
Yes, 35.
This is for James. Now, that's what I call... Oh, hang on. What's that? Oh, that's there. Right, what else? What else have we got?
Bluebird.
No.
Bluebell.
No. Deep Blue something.
Deep Blue. Oh, I use a bit of blue.
Now, Baby Bird is on there, though.
Ah, that's what I was thinking.
And...
Ah, great song.
Beautiful South Rotterdam.
Oh, yeah.
Producer John will be loving this.
Yeah.
Deep.
Garbage Milk.
Mm.
That's a good track. Now... There is a track on here, which I used to do a hilarious routine over.
Did you?
He's 17, featuring Gabrielle with If You Ever.
I enjoyed it.
It's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's a classic. Are you aware of this? Oh, it's a classic. I had to do it every time. Captain's just joined us. Would you like to hear it?
Hello. I'd love to.
It's the E17, If You Ever, featuring Gabrielle, DJ Link, that I used to do.
Beautiful.
And it goes like this. Brian from E17, what do horses eat?
Hey.
Correct. For that, you get 5 points.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on a horse, what do you say to make it go faster?
Come on.
Or what do you say if you fall off?
The world.
Thank you.
Now,
I hope Tony Blackburn's listening.
Thank you.
He was the first person I thought of as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that is an homage.
Was on my Radio Luxembourg demo tape.
Was it?
Yeah.
The very first time that I saw you.
No, we're not going to get into that.
No, we're not.
Right, Captain.
Hello.
First Now album?
The first one I bought was Now 56.
Oh my God.
Our family, we owned a lot of them, so I didn't need to always buy them. But I think that would have been like 2003.
56. Now, can you remember what track one was or what the cover looked like?
It's a light blue cover.
Light blue cover.
Light bluey, sort of icy bluey white.
Yeah, and when you... Was it on CD?
CD.
And when you put it in and press play, did it go...
Black Eyed Peas, Rest of Love.
Oh, he's up!
And then the next song...
Yeah?
...is Sweet Dreams by LAX by Rachel Stevens. Is that right?
Yes.
What's third? Kylie Minogue, Slow.
Correct.
Wow.
I think I'm lost by then.
Well,
I know Jamelia Superstar's on there somewhere.
Okay. The next one
is it Sugar Babes.
The next one isn't Sugar Babes. It's a boy band.
Boy band.
Yeah, and also Dom's favourite kind of magazines.
Hmm. What? But the list is so long for Dom.
What colour is Dom's favourite magazines?
Blue.
There you go.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Is McFly on there? Five colours in her hair?
I am having a little look now and having... I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Sugar Babes is around here.
It's around here, so...
I mean, it is on Lamar, Javine.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. S Club 8?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
What song was that?
What's S Club 8?
Was it what Juniors?
Like, Rochelle and...
No, but that was S Club Juniors.
Oh.
No, but didn't Juniors become S Club 8?
Did they?
When they grew up. Have I made that up?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
S Club 8.
You might be right, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
God, they'd have made no money.
Oh, no. Jumping Liberty X.
Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Everybody say, I used to love this. Everybody say, yeah, hole in the head, Sugar Babes.
Right, text in 83936, and I will pick somebody at random who's got remembers their first Now album, and then we'll play a couple of tracks from it. 83936. My first Now album was 5. Which is sad, as my dad's company did the artwork for Now 3, 4, and 5. They were the pick stage. Do you know what? Let's do 5 then. So Now 5. When the Now albums first launched, their mascot was a pig.
Yes.
Hmm. And then, yeah, they dropped it after...
Strange choice, isn't it?
I think after 5.
Yeah.
And it was also voiced by Glover. What's his name?
Brian Glover.
Brian Glover, yeah. The actor.
That was before Mark Goodson.
All the hits. All right, so Now 5, which I've got. Now, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Now 5 started with a banger.
Oh, yes.
From a Bond movie.
Love this. Do you know the song?
Yeah, is this Duran Duran?
Yeah. Due to a Kill. Now, does this sound dated to you?
Yeah, but in a nice way.
Okay. The second track, one of my favourite singers of all time. Mr. Green Guard
side. Oh, yes.
That was Skritti Politti.
The Word Girl.
The Word Girl. And Dominic, I can't believe your first Now album was Now 6. When if you'd have got Now 5, track number 3.
Oh, Harold. Love a bit like Axel F. Come on.
Now, you know this track. This hasn't aged at all.
I mean, it sounds like something it'd be like a school project.
No, wait for it. Let's see how modern it sounds.
What do you think? Yamaha DX7 involved.
Is that what I was about to say?
There's
DX7.
Some claps on it.
There you go.
Harold knew what it was all about back in the
day. One, two,
come
three.
On now.
Yeah.
I remember dancing to this at school disco.
Is this Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's called Axel, this track's called Axel F.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Murphy's character was called Axel Foley.
That's right.
And the B-side to this was called Shootout.
Yes.
Thank you.
Shootout's good as well, actually.
Well, back in the day, before CDs, you'd buy a 7-inch vinyl, you'd play both sides. Exactly. Sometimes it'd be lazy, it'd just be the instrumental.
Very lazy. I hate to do that.
But Harold Faltermeyer, he did two tracks. So, value for money right there. And wait for the breakdown, Captain. Dom, give us some colour. And now...
We're going back in now.
Bring the beat back. Oh, not yet.
I wouldn't say beat.
No, it's not yet. It's a little bit...
Fresh.
We noticed that James hasn't said, all right, enough of this now.
No, James is loving it.
I think he's enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it, actually.
In that case, James, it's this time for the middle eight.
Oh, now.
No one saw this coming.
This is... What spa have I
ran out of ideas here?
Oh, no, because he puts a tune over it. We're building.
Yeah, it's good to go.
We're building. This is building onto an early drop.
Yeah.
It's David Guetta before David Guetta. Ready? Melody.
Love this.
Melody.
This tune is so fresh.
Melody.
Stop.
Start building.
This is actually dreadful now.
It's not. It's brilliant.
No, you idiot.
I thought it was good and it wasn't good.
Wait, we're going in.
Drums.
And then we're back to it.
Come on.
It sounds like Peter Griffin. That's all I think of now.
What are you talking about?
Listen.
What?
This is Harold Faltermeyer.
There's a really big... Yeah. Peter Griffin version of this bit.
No, you're wrong, of course, because this is the best one.
Just me and you, James. Yes.
We've got Jackie Chan coming up soon.
We do. Jackie Chan and the Karate Kid are going to be on the show this week. Actual Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid. I'm so excited. And Jackie Blummin' Chan.
He's no Axel Foley, though, is he?
Okay.
Now, what an ending is that?
No, but I do like it when they goes.
It's great ending.
See?
I like that, and that's the only bit I think I like.
Yeah.
The end.
What time are they going to be on the show? Because I've probably got time to play the rest of the album, haven't I?
No, Jackie's just said, can you play a song?
Yeah. And the song he wants is Dominic from the album Now 5. And it's Stephen Duffy with the icing on the cake. Oh,
not the one song he wanted. Da, da, da,
da, da. As you would say, I think Stephen Tintin Duffy's forgotten about this song as well.
He co-produced Rootbox, didn't he, for Robbie Williams?
He did,
album. Yeah. And this is Stephen singing right now.
What is this?
Now this is Stephen Duffy with the icing on the cake.
Oh well, I don't want to eat that cake.
What was he in Lilac Time, Stephen Duffy? Was
yes,
he?
Something like that. Yeah.
Listen to this for a great pop song. This is what we had when we were kids. I want to live with
you. This is awful.
It's not awful.
No, it is.
It's not.
The lyrics are, I want to live with you. I want to sleep.
They're just moving together.
You unhappy you.
I'm starting to agree with Devo.
Listen, Icing on a Cake is a tune. It wasn't as good as Kiss Me, which was, of course, his massive hit.
Oh, we're doing more.
Now, this is the 83 version, right? And it was big. But then in 85, he went remix crazy, and we just went boom, 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 boom. Now, if you've got a problem with this, Robbie Williams covered this on Rootbox.
He did.
What are the lyrics?
In my young life, I have received... Right, we're going in, not the bum bums. Oh, I've just had a text.
Oh, who from?
From the Radio Awards.
Oh, yeah, what are they saying?
Chris, you've won.
It's the clean
one. Somebody's just texting going, enough now. How rude. How rude. What are you talking about? I'm taking you on a trip down the musical memory lane.
Radio X. Coming up,
More from Chris and the gang with a real guest fest of a show.
Yeah.
The actual Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, and the legendary Jackie Chan are chatting to Chris shortly. Plus, he's a comedian. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's a poet, and he does know it. Tim Key is joining us in the studio after 9. Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday. Oh, my God. It's Wednesday already?
Yes, it is.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
All right, it's 20 past 8. It is Wednesday. Hopefully, that little trip down the musical memory lane, you enjoyed it, and it set you up for a lovely day. The actual Karate Kid, Mr. Ralph Macchio, and living legend Jackie Chan, on The Chris Moyle Show, in about 12 minutes.
An ending fitting for the start, you twist into our love apart, your life fingers through the dark. Shattered the lamp into darkness, it cast us. You know you've got it the wrong way round. You shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Called me the boy kicked out of the world. The world kicked back and nothing harder. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, I know you lie. I'm still in love with you. Can't take me anywhere, I'll take you anywhere. You can't take me anywhere, I can't take you anywhere. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. Oh, you can't stand me, no,
you can't stand me, no.
You can't stand me,
no, oh, you can't stand me,
no. You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me, no.
You can't stand me, no. Never ending up. You tried to pull the wall, I wasn't feeling too clever. And you take all that blending until you need a mending up. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, all you do is make me cry. Love's worse being true.
Can't take me anywhere,
I can't take you anywhere.
Can't take me anywhere,
I won't take you anywhere.
I'll take you anywhere
you wanna go. You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me, no.
You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me,
no. You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me,
no. You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me,
no.
Libertines and Can't Stand Me Now, still a great song. I have this Libertines tune on another compilation CD with Oi, Dizzy Rascal. Oh, that's great, Kate. Thanks for texting. There you go.
Thanks, Kate.
Chris, stop playing old songs, and so you play a Libertines track from 21 years ago. Brilliant, says Tim. That's a very good point, I guess.
Quite a good point.
Yeah.
Is that 21 years ago?
But it doesn't feel it, does it?
No.
Dominic, I know.
Oh.
If you do want to feel old, though, Dom, Phoenix just buzzed me into the studio saying he's wrong. His first Now album was actually Now 62.
62.
So not Now 63.
Right.
It was Now 62, which came out in 2005.
Oh, that was your first one.
Yeah.
I was 5 years old. So.
Wow. Now, that, to be fair, there's some right tunes on that. Do you remember what track number one was on it, Phoenix?
Sugar Babes, Push the Button.
Oh, yeah.
Push the button.
A great song, this.
This is hot and so fresh.
Oh, also on the album, Pussycat Dolls, and here's a tune.
Oh, Daniel Bowser.
Correct.
Bad Day.
Bad Day.
What an album.
You had the album?
I had the album.
Oh, it was you and Daniel Powter, I think.
No one had that album.
Yeah, I did.
Was it a one-song album?
Oh.
Them a moment.
Well, should we go into it? Oh. Where am I? Whoa, 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 whoa.
There you go.
Do you know what? Now 62 Phoenix is an album.
Oh, there's so many good
tunes. It's everything. So you got Sugar Babes, Push the Button, Don't You Push Your Pussycat Dolls, Daniel Powter, Bad Day. You've got Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, God.
You've got I Predict a Riot, Kaiser Chiefs. Do You Want to by Franz Ferdinand. Suddenly I See by Katie Tunstall. You've got The Best Girls Aloud song, Dom.
Well, it's got to be Biology, isn't it?
Of course.
Genius. One of the best pop songs ever, this.
Yeah, that's a good argument.
Best one. You've got Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani, Gorillaz, Dare, and Westlife, You Raise Me Up. I mean, it's literally the whole spectrum of tracks.
That's all you need.
You've got Pharrell Williams, you've got Golf Rap, you've got Bob Sinclair, you've got...
Oasis?
Which Oasis?
The Importance of Being Idle.
Oh, my... You've got City of Blinding Lights by U2.
Oh, great song.
You've got everything on there. That's a great... Fix You by Coldplay. Oh, Phoenix, well done.
2005 was a great year for that music.
And, of course, as we just mentioned, the Best Girls Aloud track ever.
Doing it again.
It's the Best Girls Aloud track ever.
Ever.
And that is a fact. Fool me, feed me, say you need me without wicked games. I like to think that 3-4 people wrote this and they all had a row about which song the direction the song was going to go
My
in.
My chorus is better than yours. Well, we'll put both in.
Which is why it's four songs in one song. Do you know the weirdest thing about it is nothing from Matt Deverson, the Boss.
Oh, I mean, no.
Nothing. Nothing from the number two and nothing from the head of music, Rob, who, knowing Rob, is probably sitting there going, oh, it's a tune, this.
Tune, that.
I like Biology. Play more of that Sugar Babes, Chris. Anyway, right, back to the playlist. Oasis.
We the people fight for our existence. We don't claim to be perfect, but we're free. We dream our dreams alone with no resistance, fading like the stars we wish to be. You know I don't mean what I just said.
But my God woke up on the wrong side of his bed, and it just don't matter now. Little by little, gave you everything you
you know the story about this, Dom?
Go on.
Noel Gallagher, he stole one of the little supermarkets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And next door to it was an Asda.
Right,
and
Asda.
And he thought to himself, little by Asda.
Mm.
Little by Asda. That's a good idea for a song. And then Liam said, no, you idiot. Little by Sainsbury's.
Ah.
And then Andy Bell went, you're all missing a trick, guys. Can you not see? They're like, no. He goes, little by Tesco's.
Oh, yes.
And then Gem comes in.
Right.
And he goes, hi, do you remember me, guys?
Mm.
You're missing this. Little by Waitrose.
Ah.
And they're like, no, that's never going to work. And then they scrapped the idea. Right. And then they came up with a whole brand new song called Little by Little.
Oh, I see.
And that is rock and roll fact.
Gosh.
And it's probably on a Now album somewhere, but I'm not searching for it. Now, the Karate Kid, the actual Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, and the legend that is Jackie Chan. They are back because there's a new Karate Kid movie called Karate Kid Legends. If you're into Karate Kid, Cobra Kai, all of that, brilliant. And if you just remember the original, you're like, oh my God, I love the Karate Kid. They are on our show when we come back in just a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix, with great value on pressure washers, mowers and outdoor paint from top brands like Karcher, Titan and Ronseal. Shop on the app, online or in-store.
The new single drops. The world tour begins. As artists create the music we love, you could be right there in the mix. Calling all young creatives. If you want a career in music, then listen up. Global Academy have a new 6-4 music production course. State-of-the-art studios, practical experience, hands-on learning with music professionals. Awesome! Apply now at globalacademy.com.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7, thang, we declare amnesty for anyone who's made a U-turn recently. Plus, Radio Shorty's running lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hee-hee-hee. We've got the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thang. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
But the words of Peter Cetera from the classic film The Karate Kid. And Karate Kid Legends is back, and we're very excited to say that Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are with us in the studio. Morning.
Nice job. Nice singing.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was actually from Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, God damn it.
For those keeping score out there. But thank you. I'd like to be serenaded. We both do.
Yeah. Jackie, did you like my singing?
he's a trained opera singer, so
I'm finished. Yeah.
Okay. No. Thank you. I'll take it.
Wow.
But you did train though. You did train in singing.
So many things. Luckily, we have so many teachers. We have a solfège, stick fight, and even the singing.
Yeah.
Even the singing.
Ralph, have you heard Jackie sing?
Oceans
above. I have. Oh, he sings
day after day.
Oh, say day.
Oh, you are always on my mind.
Oh.
You are always on my mind.
Oh.
It's just.
What the?
That
That was beautiful, Jackie.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Ralph, you must be exhausted working with Jackie again.
You gotta with these young people, you have to stay.
What? Thank you.
You gotta stay up to speed. Jackie's energy and enthusiasm is infectious. And his performances and his work ethic on set, you know, he's the kid in the candy store who's making the candy.
It's so lovely to see the pair of you together. It really is, with my own eyes. This is a treat for me, let me tell you, I'll be honest. And also, Jackie, isn't it lovely? Because Jackie and I, we've met before.
A long time ago.
And I know you remember. I know it was a big deal for you. it was for the reboot of the film with Jaden Smith. And I have a photograph of us. So it's 2010.
Yeah.
And none of us have changed at all, as you can see.
You have big change.
Yes.
This was during the big years.
Slightly bigger boy then. Yeah. Now
you look great. You look great.
The stomach is gone.
Stomach is going. The boobs are still there.
Yeah, but we hang on to those.
Little Jaden looks like he's 7 years old.
Yeah.
Jackie, you don't change.
You don't change at all, Jackie.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Jaden's got big hair. Big hair.
And talking to people who don't change, obviously, Ralph, you're so used to this by now, but thank God, finally, Ralph is 30 years old.
I know.
So
which
it's taken a long time.
Yes, I've played 16 for 47 years.
Yeah.
I own that record. But it's good. Listen, they somehow step into a movie called Karate Kid, and I guess I have to carry it as long as possible. But it's been... Yeah, I blame my parents for the youthful thing. But look, Jackie has everybody. Mm. It's part, if you're doing one of these movies, you got to stay on the young looking side.
Yeah, I get it. And also, congratulations, you got your black belt this year.
Yes, just as last
Wow,
last
amazing. Minute.
Yep, right before doing Karate Kid Legends, my stunt coordinator, the fight coordinator on Cobra Kai said, "You're not leaving here without being tested. You've worked so hard."
Wow.
And they came, and I was nervous, but it was nice. And it's nice to say, and how perfect now with this new movie heading out there, having that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
That's a great thing to have. I have a black belt, but it is actually just a physical
It's just a leather black belt.
Yeah. And as you can see from that photograph, I have a very big belt that I've
now
kept.
Now you can use it. You have two of them.
The film is lovely. It's a really lovely film. I saw it the other day. This is Karate Kid Legends. It is out in cinemas on May 28th. It's got a lovely feel to it. I can't describe it, but hopefully you'll agree. It's like a new film that nods back to the original film. You can watch, if you've not seen any of Cobra Kai, you can absolutely enjoy it. If you've been in and still are in that journey, you can still enjoy it. It's very well done.
Mm. Yeah, it has a fresh take for the next generation. It's got an urban feel to it, New York City. The style is shot, the fight scenes are shot in a very Hong Kong style, very Jackie Chan style.
Very.
You know, with the humor and the fighting, where the original Karate Kid was very wide cinematic. You played out those sequences in long kind of takes. This is a little different than that because... You know, we did that, and we did that right, and that you can't kind of touch that piece of that little bit of magic from back in the day. So how do you make it fresh but still have the connective tissue of the mythology of the original and the 2010 version? And we've combined it, and it's great for young people. There are not enough stories for families out there, so we're proud to be part of that.
It is Karate Kid Legends, and it does follow in the sense that Karate Kid, you can love that if you're a kid, you can love that if you're a grandparent. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody can enjoy. I mean, you're old, Dom, you still like it.
I still love it, in fact. I mean,
Jackie, did you hurt yourself? Did you break anything when you were filming this movie? Because you've broken everything.
Luckily, nothing happened to me.
Oh, good.
Good, okay. Good.
Well done.
I have Daniel and me and Ben Wong. Now, I let Ben Wong to hurt a lot.
Good. Yeah, he did it.
We trained him for 1.5 months and non-stop training.
Yeah.
Really?
Incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
Then you do... I just tell Ben, you have to do your own things. The audience will respect.
Yeah.
You just not like putting a mask, you know, someone double. Of course, we have someone standby, but he listen to me, they do their own things. I respect that, yeah.
And the audience can tell when you put yourself through that yourself, can't they? They can tell. They can really pick up on that.
Yes, yeah. The audience can tell, you know, because when the double going on, they will purpose to hide the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some lovely, I won't give too much away, but there's a lovely scene when the two of them are working with him and they're saying, try this move, try that move. And this poor kid is getting the living crap kicked out of him. And just as you think, okay, enough now, he goes, okay, enough now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's lovely. But is there any part of your body that you've never broken?
From skull?
Mm. Well, you have a hole in your head, right?
Skull, nose, teeth, jaws, shoulder, crack, finger, elbow. Lately, I just hurt myself in the jungle.
Oh, my God.
We got visual aids. We got visual aids.
Oh, yoy, yoy.
Ow.
What have you done,
How
man?
Did you do that?
Just Jackie. Jump from the, about higher, a little bit higher than that with the stick and do the kick.
Oh yeah,
like the one.
Listen, you
then jump and kick the guy. The guy dropped the iron, like an iron box,
onto your leg.
Yeah.
Oof.
Listen, ouch. Then I can continue fight until cut. Everybody,
it's amazing. Said,
give me ice. What's going on? Then I pull my leg. I said, hurry up, I need some ice.
There's more pictures coming. It's a radio show.
Jackie's getting his phone out now.
Yeah,
to be fair, I did start it with showing photos. So.
Oh, man.
Jackie, I think it's time that you call Tom Cruise and ask him to help you out with some of these stunts. He loves all this.
I respect Tom Cruise. He just started.
But he's a baby.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. Yeah. Now he start do all kind of his own dangerous stunt.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's
amazing.
Everybody should go and see the film. It's a great film. It is a pleasure. I could speak to the pair of you for hours, but we're really short on time. However, if I may, my girlfriend's niece, Lottie Charlotte, is obsessed with Cobra Kai, obsessed with everything Karate Kid, and she has recorded a question for you. Can I play it to you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is from my niece, Scarlett.
My question is, who would win a real fight between Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio?
Who would win in a real fight between Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio?
Mr. Miyagi.
Absolutely.
Yes. Very diplomatic.
I just bow out of that one.
Okay, fair enough.
Jackie Chan has a wee bit more experience than if I was a betting man, but we have too much mutual respect. Here's a quick short story. We're shooting. I'm pretty nervous coming on to Karate Kid Legends because I'm with the true Jackie Chan legend, and I was sharpening up my martial arts. My elbows bothering me a little bit my knee. I'm getting a little miles on the road, and we were doing one scene and he had to take Ben and turn, and he must have moved his shoulder, and he was like, ow, ow, for a second. Jackie's go, ow, ow. I said, he feels pain. I'm okay. I can do that. And then we went back and we worked everything. But everything we did ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see the human side, incredible.
It's lovely seeing you two together on screen.
Thank you.
And what's lovely is, because the storyline of the film is so good, you get so sucked into it that you kind of forget that you're going to be in it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not in it from the beginning.
No, you just...
Jackie's in the film at the beginning, then he takes a good 20 minutes off or something like that. That's fine. And then he comes back. But it's a really lovely film. Everybody needs to go and see Karate Kid Legends. It's lovely. And please come back. I've got so many questions for the pair of you. I've got a million questions for you, Mr. Chan. I've got a million questions for you, sir. So many. But... thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time here. All the best. Everybody go and see the film. It is out on the 28th of May. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jackie Chan, Mr. Ralph Macchio.
Thank you.
met, Dom. We just met the Karate Kid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And, on great form.
And Jackie Chan again, who obviously clearly remembered meeting us before.
Completely remembered it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just playing it cool. Mm. Trick, wasn't he?
He showed us his leg.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan's leg.
I need to get some antibacterial cream on that, I think. Actually.
Ralph Macchio, good God. He like, I joke, but he finally looks like he's about 35.
Do you know how old he is, James?
Ralph.
Mm. Yeah.
Or how old he looks, sorry.
How old do you think he looks?
50.
Right.
Yeah.
What is he?
49. No, he's not. Oh. He's 62, I
is
think.
Is he?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. And just got his black belt in karate this year.
Amazing.
He looks amazing.
Doesn't he?
It's unreal. And do you know how old Jackie Chan is?
Is he...
36.
36.
Yeah, 36.
Takes its toll.
Same as me, yeah. Same year.
Yeah.
See, doing all those stunts yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of ages a man, you know. The Karate Kid Legends is out in cinemas now. You can go watch it today.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself. Take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my... Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man. You'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Show is put together beautifully.
It really is.
And sometimes it's a coincidence that it looks like it's put together beautifully.
Yeah.
So that's Mumford & Sons.
Mm.
And, of course, Marcus Mumford from Ireland. he is married to a woman.
Yes, absolutely.
And that woman is in the brand new film, The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Yeah.
Which features Tim Key. And Tim Key is on the show today.
Yeah.
Talking about his movie, The Ballad of Wallace Island.
And Kerry Mulligan's in it.
Featuring Kerry Mulligan, and she's together. Married to Marcus Mumford.
And it's her birthday.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're all going for lunch.
Are you?
Oh,
yeah.
Are you? Oh.
Yeah.
Where?
She doesn't know, but I know where she lives.
Right.
So I'll do her.
Great.
Hello. About midday, and I'll go cooey.
Can we carry Mulligan?
Show up with a picnic basket.
I'll just get a meal deal from Tesco.
Mm. For two of you?
Well, I don't know if Marcus is there, so I'll get three just in case.
Cater for three. Yeah. You know, could just be two.
Yeah. And do you know what?
Mm.
What are restraining orders these days?
Yeah.
They're not worth the paper they're written on from the courts, are they? Anyway, Tim Key, who we love, has got this new film out, and he's going to come in and speak to us. I love the fact that it's Jackie Chan, the Karate Kid, and Tim Key, Psychic Simon.
Yeah.
So all of them on today's show, and we'll do... Yeah, it'll be in about 9:30, something like that. Meanwhile, it's 8:57, Dominic Byrne's got the 9 o'clock news next.
The Chris Miles Show.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Aldi's British Sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry-aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi. Specially selected.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets, and at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mmm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Graham? Graham! Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah! They just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month!
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah! It just felt right!
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from GIFGAF. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See gifgaf.com/terms.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a man is still being held on suspicion of attempted murder at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. Merseyside police believe the car, which hit dozens of pedestrians, was able to follow an ambulance into the restricted area. Former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp was speaking at an award ceremony last night, and it said the incident puts the game into perspective.
It just showed the two phases of life, the most beautiful phase for a long, long time. The parade was incredible, the mood was incredible.